Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 12 February 2024. Welcome to today's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. I'm going to bring up one of my favorite people to talk to and a sponsor of the broadcast. We're going to talk to Summer Dre. Summer Dre is a walking encyclopedia when it comes to health, natural ways to make yourself feel better and heal yourself. So we're going to talk some in a minute. Before I do that, I want to thank you for your prayers, folks. I mentioned last week, you know, being under spiritual attack, and yes, it's for real. If you've never been under spiritual attack, you must be slacking somewhere in your battle with the Lord, because Satan doesn't like it when we make a difference in somebody's life. So being under spiritual attack is no fun. It's still going on somewhat, but not like it was. I want to thank you for your prayers. Thank you so much. Now, for those that ordered the book, the old Jerusalem, not the new Jerusalem, it'll be here this week. She'll go out this Thursday. Folks, that's a little booklet that you got to have to understand what time we're in. Now, I'm going to do a teaching this coming weekend, probably take two in a row. We're going to Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. 10:30 a.m. Eastern is when we start. 11:30 into Christian Worldview News, and at 1 o'clock into Bible study. I'm going to do a lot of reading on this from an article that I printed off, because the article does a lot better teaching than what I can. I'm going to emphasize some scriptures go along. We're going to find out just what the prophecy is for the United States in the last days. And scripturally, what is our heritage? We're going to take time to do it. Probably take two Saturdays. We're going to Bible study this coming Saturday and the following Saturday also to catch up, because we were behind last month because of the weather. So I hope that you'll join us. I really do. But the book, The Old Jerusalem, nothing is not the New Jerusalem, is important to understand. Until you understand who we are in Scripture, you never understand prophecy entirely. I promise you don't. But it'll be here by this Thursday. If you want a copy, we're asking only a donation of $8 or $10. If you can do $10, we'd appreciate it. It covers postage and handling. It's not a big book, but it's a very interesting little book. And, of course, people are still ordering. And I'm glad you are. I'm glad you showed interest in this. Why we only use the 1611 King James Bible, nothing else? I put together a 57-page, just a complete history of where the scripture, where this Bible come from, why it is telling the truth, and even on the most, one of the most blatant errors in the scriptures, on all of the Bible, is all of the Bibles, is the book of Acts. When the King James Version talks about Easter, rest of them put in Passover, folks, that is incorrect. And you'll know why when you read this packet. 57 pages, donation of $20, we'll get it to you, on why I only use the KJV, 1611 KJV. Not the new King James, no. Why we use this one. And, folks, it's vitally important. If you want the solid scriptures, you need three books. The 1611 KJV, a Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, and an 1828 Noah Webster's Dictionary. We have those available here, too. Yeah, they're not cheap. They're about $90. But they're a beautiful, hard copy, green and gold. A book, big book, probably 12 by 14 in the size. But it's a copy of the original dictionary written by Noah Webster in 1828. It actually uses scripture to make a point in the meaning of words. It's a book that doesn't mistake the word gay for homosexual. Okay? It's a book that in order to study the scriptures, folks, you need those three books. And that's all you need. If you want to know, if you want to understand scriptures, those are, we have the 1820 dictionary here. We have copies of the King James Bible. We have also those available. We do not have the concordance, but they're available anywhere. The Strong's, the Exhaustive Concordance. But if you want to know the truth about why we use that Bible, order the packet. It's very important. Very important. And again, I'm going to make mention this week, and I'm going to quit on this because people are still ordering these. Why No One Wants You Healthy, by Dr. Mark Richards. I think you're going to find that a very powerful book. When you understand that even insurance companies that pay your bills are making money when you're sick, you understand why No One Wants You to Get Well, okay? Now, our guest tonight, on the other hand, wants you to get well. Summer Dre took off when Dr. Rom retired and added actually a lot to his product line. And Dr. Ron Green was one of the finest men that I know. He truly is. He's a man that had a heart of caring for people. He's a man that would do anything for anybody to help him. And Summer took over his business. She worked for him for quite a while before he retired. And I suggest you pay attention to what Summer's saying tonight. Now, we cannot take phone calls. Like I said, the phone lines are messed up right now. But Summer will be giving out her phone number and her website. Be sure and check it out, okay? All right, let's go to Summer Dre. Summer, are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys tonight?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, young lady?
You know, I'm doing really, really well. It's been a busy past couple of weeks. I've got kids in different sports that have been run around ragged all over the place. And in Montana, it's a very large state. And because the schools are so small, we have a lot of territory to cover. So it's been a very active couple of weeks here in our household, you know, but it's been really, really good. And it's interesting when there's sports involved, there's oftentimes injuries and infections and, you know, all sorts of issues that happen with the kids on the sidelines that people don't, in the stands, don't often notice. And this past couple of weeks, we've actually had quite a few kids in our school system in athletics who've come down with some serious disease and illness because of sports, everything from sepsis infections to sudden drop in blood pressure and fainting. So it's been a really busy week for me also as far as business goes, because a lot of people in our community know what I do, and they're looking for natural alternatives for their children. You know, these are grown, darn near grown kids. I mean, they're 16, 17 years old, but they're looking for health benefits for their, or alternatives, I should say, for their children and keeping their children safe. And so it's been a very busy, busy week, but I've been doing really well, so thank you for asking. But I would like a little special prayer request. We have one of our boy that's actually very dear to me, that we've kind of been a pseudo family member to since, you know, he's been in kindergarten, preschool with my middle boy. They're 16 years old, and he woke up this morning. He's 6'5", 16 years old, plays on the basketball team, obviously, a heck of an athlete. He's the star quarterback, you know, for the JV team going into the varsity team. He woke up this morning, got into the shower, and he remembers nothing. He basically hit his head, split his head wide open. They've done all sorts of scans. They did an EKG because at his age, they're in height, of course, they're looking at, is there an enlarged heart? Do we have some sort of vascular problem when you're looking at these giant children, you know? And so just a little, his name's Landon. And if we could just, you know, get somebody to put him on a prayer list other
we'll
than the one
that
we've
right
got
now.
In
you
our community.
Pray
yeah.
out there. You pray warriors out there. Remember Landon. In your prayer, 16 years old,
He has no memory of anything that happened. He was at my house last night for Super Bowl, has no recollection of it whatsoever. He's been asking the same questions over and over again, so he's got a severe case of amnesia through a concussion. So we're working with his family on getting him some quick treatment, because unfortunately myself, I was in the same predicament about 4 years ago this August, where I had a massive concussion from a very serious car accident, and I was told that my brain would not recuperate based on my age and the fact that I had compound concussions. And through the help of some of the products that we use here at Superior Mountain Herbs, we've been able naturally to get my brain back to truly functioning order, although you can ask some of my family and they might disagree with you, but but my brain is definitely functioning well. So I want to introduce myself. You know, I to those who are listening, I know there's a lot of repeat customers like Thomas and the Tiemans and so many other people that are great repeat listeners who listen to your show and take full advantage of all the knowledge that you have and everything. And I just want to introduce myself to those of you who don't know me. My name is Summer, and I'm the owner and president here at Superior Mountain Herbs. And no, we're not a pot company. I mean, I get a lot of people saying, well, I don't want to buy if you sell marijuana. I do not sell marijuana. So the word herbs refers to herbs that grow straight out of the ground. Yes, marijuana is included in the group of herbs, but I don't sell that. I just want to make that real clear. You know, basically what we do here is we wildcraft, which means we go out into the forest and we actually pick ourselves our products. If we can't do that based on the demographic or location where we live, then we purchase all organic ingredients from other local organic farmers. What we do at Superior Mountain Herbs is we make herbal supplements, tinctures, capsules, teas, topical treatments, a couple of which actually tonight we're going to talk about a tincture, we're going to talk about a cream, and we're going to talk about another tincture that you can also buy in a tea form that improves your quality of life and actually can hopefully help you get off medications if you are on them and you want to get off medications with or without the help of your doctor. I can help you with that, but technically I'm supposed to say you need to do this with the help of your doctor if you have one. If you're like me and you go to doctors for the diagnosis, not the treatment, that's wonderful. I can work with those lab results. I can work with your scans and try to help you figure out maybe what's going on and give you some other alternatives that could help. I just want people to keep in mind, herbs take a little bit longer to kick in than, let's say, medications like statin drugs for blood pressure or diabetic treatments or, you know, things like this. It's going to take a little bit longer, typically within a couple days to weeks versus a couple hours to days. So I just want people to remember that when we talk about herbs. And we need to have a heart and a mind of patience. That includes in our walk with Christ, in our relationship with Him, and how He divulges information to us as we grow as Christians, all the way down to having patience in our own lives with the things that are around us, including herbs, or if you're taking medications, things like that. So just have a little bit of patience with some of this stuff. But I want to go over a couple things, because here at Superior Mountain Herbs, our website, by the way, if you've got a pen and paper, is www.superiormountainherbs, with an S at the end, superiormountainherbs.com. My phone number, if you want to text or call me, my hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Mountain Time. You can always text if I'm able to. I'll get back to you at any hour of the night and day. My phone number is 406-274-7579. Again, 406-274-7579. Website's www.superiormountainherbs.com. I have an email address, although I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of debating on giving it out anymore, just because a lot of times people will email me, you know, what do I use for my cancer? And that's fine. I appreciate that. But I hope you know that I want to do a follow-up call, mainly because there's a lot more detail that goes into it. I want people to really understand what they're taking and why it works for example, cancer or diabetes or high blood pressure or whatever it might be, not just tell you what to take and say, go on your merry way. I'm a lot more invested in people than your doctors are. I'm somebody who likes to practice wellness, not chasing symptoms. So sometimes we do hit symptoms, but I like to get to the root problem and try to really kind of dissect what's going on in your body. So every month at Superior Mount Nerves, we come on here on Pastor Butch's radio show here, and I usually talk about the sale that I have going on, mainly because that's just the easiest way for me to talk about a couple products in my store that may or may not benefit you. And if you don't have any health concerns, please do not stop listening, because I personally don't have any major health concerns, and I utilize almost every darn thing in my store at some point in time or the other. Some of it's for preventative medicine. I use that stuff obviously daily for the most part. Others, reactive medicine. I cut myself, I get an infection, I have a wound that won't close, and I need to take care of that. So I'm going to go over three things that we have on sale this February 2024, three items. Number one is going to be our American Indian Tea Tincture. We do sell the Indian tea in a big quart bag. It's totally different. That's long-term use. The tea tincture is typically going to be used by somebody who maybe travels quite a bit, or they're like a long road trucker and they just don't have time or the resources to boil tea like this on the road and to store it. The Indian tea tincture is great for people who are looking for a last minute or emergency. They ran out of their tea, or they're looking for something like a bug out bag. They want something that's like a 5 to 10 year shelf stable. The Indian tea tincture is great. We'll go over that. Right now it's $40. Usually it is $55 a bottle. So it's $15 off the bottle. That's going to last your average person as a maintenance, meaning nothing really wrong with you, just want to stay in really good health. That's going to last somebody who takes it daily about 2.5 weeks. So not very cost effective if you're using it regularly. That's going to last about a month. Especially if you're using it for something critical, that bottle's going to go through it, and you're going to go through that bottle in about 2 weeks, give or take. So obviously not very cost effective for people who have a critical situation going on, like cancer, like, you know, congestive heart failure, et cetera. We'll get into what the Indian tea tincture does in a minute. I just want to give you the title of the product, the price, and the size and everything, so you kind of have a little bit of understanding of what we're going to talk about tonight. The second product we have, I love as well, called our Ladies Hormone Helper. Now, don't get this twisted. If you are a gentleman and you have what I call man boobs or enlarged mammary glands, or moobs, as some people call them, we're not talking about just a little bit of excess fat. They're actually where the breast does look more like a breast rather than a pectoralis or a fatty pectoralis muscle. This is something more robust than that. Typically, you know, you get more of a nipple, things like this, even in men. This actually helps. It's a natural progesterone cream that we make here that can help suppress and kind of balance or checks and balances estrogen. And oftentimes if men do have enlarged breast tissue, it is because they've got too much estrogen in their body. So we want to kind of help balance that out. But we do call it Ladies Hormone Helper. It's a cream. It's stored in the refrigerator, usually $33 for the jar. Typically lasts well over a month. I'd say probably closer to two and a half months for $33, but it's on sale for $26. Great product, very effective. I mean, very, very effective. And we'll go over what that can do for you, because really it's not just about breast tissue in men, obviously. It's for women majority of the time. Whether you're 16 years old, by the way, or 96 years old, I've got women literally all through that entire spectrum, including myself, using that Ladies Hormone Helper with phenomenal results. So again, premenopause, perimenopausal, in menopause, or postmenopause, Ladies Hormone Helper's phenomenal. The third item we have on sale this month is our Superior Hawthorn. That's our Hawthorn Berry Extract. Hawthorn Berry Extract is, again, like a liquid tincture slash extract. You can put this in water, in a little bit of juice. You can put it in your morning mushroom, mountain morning mushroom blend if you're drinking like a coffee replacement like we make. Something like that, you can put that in your coffee in the morning and in the evening. The bottle is usually $20 a bottle. This month it's only $15 a bottle. And a bottle should last you about a month or so. So I tell you, get a couple bottles if you can afford to, last you a few months. Hawthorn is amazing for the cardiovascular system. We'll get into that a little bit as well. As a matter of fact, let's just start with Hawthorn Berry, okay? And I know we're going to come into some interruptions with some commercials, guys. So stay tight through those. Hang tight. Write down my number again, 406-274-7000. 7579. Unfortunately, you can't call in with any testimonials or anything if you've used some of these products tonight because his phones aren't working. But if you'd like to go on and give us a review under the products, we would always really appreciate that. I've got a lot of people always asking for testimonials. And I've got a lot of them over the phone, but just not a lot on paper. So I'd love a lot more. Hawthorn Berry, you guys, is phenomenal. I'm speaking from firsthand experience. It has helped my significant other lower his high blood pressure very quickly, in less than 3 weeks. His high blood pressure went back to normal. And as long as he stays on that for the most part weekly, his blood pressure stays at a really great level. They were threatening to take his CDL away because of high blood pressure. And he's overweight, likes to eat a lot of salt, loves red meat, things that I'm having a difficult time weaning him off of, to say the least. But with that being said, this Hawthorn Berry extract has done an amazing job at lowering high blood pressure. Some other people use it for anxiety, although I think there's some better things for that, but it does that mainly because it does kind of slow down some high blood pressure, which can relieve some anxiety. It is phenomenal for blood circulation problems. Your lower extremities, your pooling blood or fluid, if you're diabetic and you're not getting a lot of blood supply to the lower extremities, Hawthorn Berry can really be a helpful thing for you. Also phenomenal for angina, basically chest pain, heart failure, whether we're talking about congestive heart failure, we're talking about weakened heart valves, we're talking about a weakened heart muscle in general, anything you can think of when it comes to the cardiovascular system. Also, the vessels, right? It's not just the heart that's involved in that. We're talking about vessels. There's flavonoids in there, but there's also some aspects that of Hawthorn Berry that turn it into a bit of an anti-inflammatory that could really improve your overall health. There's actually a decreased level of inflammatory compounds that flow through your body when you're taking Hawthorn Berry, and that is what leads to reduced liver inflammation and even liver injury as well. It's really phenomenal for the liver. Some of the things that we see in studies, both in animals and in humans, by the way, when it comes to Hawthorn Berry, because Chinese have been using Hawthorn Berry in their traditional medicine for centuries. It is one of their only things they truly use to treat high blood pressure. And that's because Hawthorn Berry can act as what we call a vasodilator, meaning it can relax constricted blood vessels. Right? So if you think of your vascular system, your vasosystem, and it dilates, it opens it up. So it relieves up that constriction, that tightening, and opens it up, which allows the blood to flow through more efficiently. It doesn't thin blood or anything else. We've got things like CBD oil that does that. Omega-3s can do that, fish oil, obviously. But CBD is really one of the better ways to thin your blood naturally. But as we're talking about lowering blood pressure, truly, Hawthorn Berry is the king of all herbs when it comes to that. One of the things that Hawthorn Berry also has is what you call polyphenols, and they've got an antioxidant activity to them, and some of the benefits that come along with that is it helps lower your risk of a lot of cancers. It also helps to lower your risk of type 2 diabetes, which is typically in adults or people who don't eat typically correctly. Not always, but typically. It can help lower your risk of asthma, okay, because it can open up the blood vessels so blood can flow through the lungs better. You can get more oxygen-rich blood through the heart. It can also lower your risk of infections, again, because if you're diabetic, you got a wound on your foot, that's a big problem. We make gels and things like that here to kill off diabetic sores and infections. But infection comes in a diabetic typically in the lower extremities because there's not enough good blood flow circulation down to the feet, down to the toes, down to the ankles, the calves. So any little nick or cat scratch or stubbed toenail or anything like that quickly turns into an infection, more times than not, because there's not enough blood supply and not enough blood circulating to the lower extremities. It obviously can lower your risk of heart problems and premature skin aging, which I think it's pretty interesting. If you're vain, you might like that. If you're not, it just still might be really, really beneficial for you. And that's mainly because it helps prevent a lot of premature age, skin aging that's caused by collagen degeneration. Although I do think things like MSM powder, which we make and sell here at Superior Mount Herbs, MSM powder is phenomenal for helping to boost collagen production and glucosamine in the body, but also prevent further degeneration of cartilage in the body. But hawthorn berry does help with wrinkles and things, especially if you've been exposed to too much UV light, things like that, sun exposure, et cetera. And there's been some studies, I will say, that when you add ginseng to hawthorn, which we don't sell ginseng here because I think there's a lot of other beneficial things you could take instead, but ginseng extract and hawthorn together really kind of boosts up the ability for it to be much more of a powerful antioxidant. So hawthorn berry, you guys, is really pretty darn special stuff. I don't have any heart problems. I don't even have high blood pressure, but I take a squirt or two, at least usually I do a squirt, gosh, if I'm honest with myself, probably 4 days a week. And just my Mountain Morning mushroom blend that I use as a coffee replacement, I just put a squirt in there every morning or every couple mornings just to kind of keep my heart strong, right? I'm using it more as preventative medicine at this stage. Something else that's really not talked about with hawthorn berry, and listen up, if you don't have heart health problems, but you've got some sort of digestive issues or constipation problems going on, it's not talked about a lot when it comes to hawthorn berry, but actually for centuries, a lot of people, a lot of indigenous people have used hawthorn berries to treat digestive issues, particularly indigestion and or stomach pain, right? Like cramping, bloating, things of that nature. There's the berries in the hawthorn berry, they contain a lot of fiber. Not as much fiber as our American Indian tea and whatnot, but or even like a flaxseed powder does, but it really is rich in fiber. And that obviously helps with digestion and reduces constipation and acts as a prebiotic. Okay, I have so many people that call and say, oh, I'm taking a really good probiotic, but I don't seem to notice anything happening. Right, because you probably don't have a prebiotic, and your body is done. The probiotic needs to eat food, and the food for the probiotic is a prebiotic. So you've got to have a prebiotic in there if you're taking a probiotic. A lot of probiotics are not, unfortunately, built in with the prebiotic. So taking something like hawthorn berry is a really good probiotic. There's some foods that you can actually...
About 30 seconds from a break. I want you to know about 30 seconds from a break.
Yeah. So there's some foods that you can be eating. You can look up some other things to help you with circulation and things like that. But, you know, oftentimes, you guys, we just aren't eating enough of those kinds of foods. So this is why hawthorn berry is phenomenal at treating heart failure, heart disease, you know, anything when it comes to digestive issues, things of that nature. Or if you're just looking to keep your heart in good shape, it's great for arrhythmias, again, angina, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, high cholesterol levels, and just so much more, you guys. I know we got to go to break, so what I want you to do is make sure you've got my phone number and my name. Make sure you've got our website written down, superiormountainherbs.com. You're always welcome to text or call after the show. Hold tight. We're going to go to break, and I'll be right back.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle's real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back again. Our guest tonight is Summer Dre with Superior Mountain Herbs. I love listening to her talk. That's why I don't interrupt her. I love listening to her. She's excited about what she's doing. She loves what she's doing. And she loves people enough to want to help them and give them, spend time with them. And again, we can't take phone calls tonight. I'm having trouble with the phone lines. Hopefully it'll be fixed in the next couple of days, but we'll just have to do what we have to do until we get through that. So bear with us on that, please. Summer, go ahead.
Hey there. So great. Thanks for holding on, guys. Hopefully you guys have taken a quick break, and you're back at it with us, and we really appreciate that. Thanks for hanging tight. I want to give you my phone number again, just really quick, 406-274-7579, and the website is www.SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. You can email me. Again, try to keep it brief and know that if you've got some serious health concerns going on, I would appreciate you leaving your phone number so that I can respond gently in the email, but then follow up with much more detail if it's something more serious and critical. You know, my job is to help people get off medications if they want to. If they want to stay on medications, work with their medications and what they're doing, and help just give you another resource for taking care of your body in the way that truly God intended it to be. there's so much misinformation out there about medications, and a lot of doctors, truly, they are doctors of medicine. That's why the MD, medicine doctor. It's not a WD, a wellness doctor, unfortunately. And so their job is to really, you come in with a problem, they chase that symptom with the medication, but oftentimes those medications will trigger another symptom, which triggers either another disease or illness. Now you've got to take another medication for the new symptom, the new disease, and then that new medication creates another problem. I mean, literally, it is a snowball effect in the majority of the cases. And sometimes we need those medications for in emergency situations. I mean, you've heard me say this a million times. No amount of herbs are going to put a skull cap back together if you're crashed on the side of the road. We need emergency medicine. We need antibiotics. We need morphine. We need, you know, a surgeon. We need everything. We need ventilators. I mean, nothing's going to help in that situation but a true medical doctor that can really help with that. So my job is really just to educate people, give you guys another resource on how to take care of your bodies a little bit more clean without all the extra side effects. But just keep in mind that you got to have a little bit of patience with some of this stuff. And so we talked about the hawthorn berry extract, which is on sale this month, really great for heart-related disease and issues like high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, poor circulation, angina, arrhythmias, murmurs, anything that you can think of, a weakened heart muscle, leaky valves, anything you can think of with the heart that's a bad thing, hawthorn berry truly, in my opinion, is one of the number one things to go to. We always couple it up with some American Indian tea or the American Indian tea tincture, which we also have on sale. We'll get to that here in a minute. So next, I want to talk about the Ladies Hormone Helper. Okay, again, if you remember from earlier in the conversation, this really isn't geared towards just women, but typically it is. If you're a man and you've got enlarged mammary glands in your breast, basically extra breast tissue that's not fatty tissue, we're talking about an actual breasty look to it. You'll know the difference if you've seen men out in public. You know, some are just overweight and they aren't. The fat kind of goes from their armpit around to the front of the chest. It envelopes the pectoralis major muscle. That's very different than an enlarged mammary gland. That's a centered, basically a breast that comes from the center and elongates out like a typical woman's breast. And that's typically from an overgrowth of estrogen in the body. Maybe the man has grown up on soy milk. He was lactose intolerant as a kid or something. Or you're just genetically predisposed to having more estrogen in your body. Or you took hormones that depleted that depleted your testosterone, something. So with that being said, I want to get into the Ladies Hormone Helper. It's another product that I'm absolutely obsessed with. I use it religiously. I have women all the way down from 16 years old up to 96 years old. Actually, to be honest, I think 93 is the oldest gal I have on the Ladies Hormone Helper. But anyways, it's usually $33 a jar. It is a cream. It's a natural progesterone cream. This month it's on sale down from $33 to $26. Now with this cream, it's a jar. You basically store it in the refrigerator because there are no synthetic ingredients, no preservatives. It will go bad on you if you leave it out on the kitchen counter or the bathroom sink. So put it in the refrigerator as soon as you get it. But let me just give you guys a little bit of background on progesterone. I mean, just very quick basics. Progesterone, it's really a type of hormone that your ovaries produce, okay? And its primary role is to help regulate the menstrual cycle and pregnancy. Well, I'm past the age of having babies, so why am I still taking this? I still have a menstrual cycle. Maybe that's why I'm taking it. But more importantly, I'm taking it because of all of the symptoms and side effects that I was having from a lowered progesterone. Because women, after they hit the age of 35, they typically stop ovulating, okay? That's why women are considered geriatric when they're at the age of 35 and they do conceive because typically our womb is not really, give or take by a couple of years, not really good enough or healthy enough or strong enough to carry a successful pregnancy. I was 38 when I had my last child, so obviously I did much better, but as I hit that 42 mark, 43 mark, I started noticing the symptoms, right? Started noticing the hot flashes just every once in a while, maybe one or two a month. Started noticing the night sweats definitely a few times a month. Having headaches, which I really didn't get quite a bit of those. Then I got my first migraine, and I thought, holy Hannah, what is this? This is horrible. I don't like it, and I need something to help me with this. I took some CBD oil. It went away. But when I started the progesterone cream, I never had them again. Got rid of my hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings. Oh my goodness, the mood swings were horrible for me. It really not only balanced my mood from being crazy and manicky and irritable to
I want to say one thing, Summer.
Yeah.
Those mood swings can shorten a man's life a long time.
Part of the reasons why I have it on sale this month, it is the month of love, and we do not want our poor fellas to be suffering anymore from our bad attitudes that we have. And honestly, you know, we really can't help it, and it's such a debilitating thing, and a lot of women chalk it up, or a lot of men chalk it up to, oh, it's just her personality. She's just fiery, or she's just really an emotional woman. No, there is a lot of hormones. I mean, obviously, some of that's true, but there's a lot of hormones that go haywire and funky after we hit the age of 35 as women. Men, you guys start dropping off your testosterone about 40. But basically, women stop ovulating typically around 35, which means they're not also producing progesterone at the same rate as we did before. So this can lead to like a condition that we know, which is called estrogen dominance, right? So that's why we see older women with breast cancer, ovarian, uterine cancers, and not really many younger women under the age of 35 with that, because they have enough progesterone in their body to keep that from happening. But as we get older, the progesterone drops, the estrogen sometimes increases, okay? Testosterone will also drop. Testosterone and progesterone in women are responsible for regulating and kind of keeping it in a little bit of check and balance are estrogen. Some women, they do get low in estrogen. That's okay. We can kind of do things to help with libido and things like that, and to bring back our sex drive. But more importantly, if we're dry or anything like that, there's other things that we can do naturally to help with that. But estrogen is really controlled somewhat by food, to be honest, but it's controlled by progesterone and testosterone. If we have high estrogen, especially an estrogen-dominant cancer, meaning breast cancers, uterine cancers, ovarian cancers that are high estrogen, we want to typically take something that lowers that estrogen naturally. We can use a progesterone cream called the Ladies Hormone Helper that we've got on sale for $26 this month, last you a couple months. You can add ashwagandha, which is phenomenal. That naturally boosts testosterone, boosts libido, et cetera, helps increase energy and everything else. You do need to take that a couple times a day. We can also take things like kelp, which we call superior seagrass, great for the thyroid. Here's the other thing. Our thyroid is also responsible, same with our adrenal glands. They all are helpful in the responsibility part of our hormones, men and women. So we've got to take care of the thyroid. We've got to take care of our adrenal glands. We've got to make sure our cortisol levels, all these things are in check. But we really want to make sure our estrogen as women does not go off the charts when we get older, because that can be a death sentence when it comes to estrogen-dominant cancers, and not good. So we want to kind of start using a natural progesterone cream, especially if we're having any symptoms or side effects like we described earlier. The female body makes both estrogen and progesterone, right, in concert. They make it together in normal menstrual cycles. And since one effects of progesterone is to compete with or kind of tone down the estrogen, as I mentioned before, when it's missing the estrogen, it can now exert like a bigger effect. So again, we want to take progesterone every day of the month, except when we usually want to take about 7 days off when we have our period, or if you're in menopause or postmenopause. You could usually take 7 days off anytime during the month that you want. I take it straight through. I'm unusual. I must have very low progesterone at the time, because I didn't like the way I felt when I took those 7 days off. You can play with it and see how you like it yourself, okay? Typically, you guys, when a menopausal woman is prescribed estrogen alone, which is kind of common in conventional HRT for women, like which is a hormone replacement therapy for women without a uterus, she's going to frequently have some symptoms of estrogen dominance, since the progesterone is, again, missing, right? So that's something, because our progesterone kind of stops putting we stop putting progesterone in our body during our cycle, or, you know, during the rest of the time. So we need to kind of keep that heightened throughout the season, our season. This is one of the reasons that we always recommending supplementing progesterone when the woman is taking estrogen. So if you're taking an estrogen because you don't have a uterus, we also want to be taking progesterone so that estrogen doesn't just fly out of control. Okay. Estrogen can actually cause fluid retention. Well, progesterone, since it's got a diuretic effect to it, it reduces a lot of that extra fluid. It can pull some of that extra water weight that tends to make women feel bloated and 5 pounds more heavier, et cetera, et cetera. But estrogen dominance, right? We're talking about progesterone, but why we take it to suppress estrogen. Estrogen dominance can also increase, and I want you guys to start thinking about this now. I'm going to start mapping pieces of puzzles together for you. I have people say, oh, I'm diabetic, and I've got horrible breast cancer. Estrogen dominance can also increase insulin levels, which leads to sugar cravings. And to combat the resulting low blood sugar. So by balancing the excess estrogen with progesterone, we can normalize at insulin levels, oftentimes leading to less carbohydrate intake. So if you're like me a couple years back, I was just obsessed with sugar and obsessed with carbohydrates. As soon as I started my progesterone cream, unbeknownst to me, all those cravings went away within a week. Well, almost 2 weeks, but about a week to 2 weeks. Because it can normalize insulin levels that leads to those carbohydrate intakes, the need for more sugar, and normalizes weight. It's not so much that progesterone starts stripping or eating away belly fat. It doesn't do that. But what it does do is help suppress some of those sugar cravings and those carbohydrate cravings, which can also start shedding fat, excess weight, okay? The lack of progesterone also causes the body to make more of a protein called TBG. TBG is really just a thyroid binding globulin, which binds up thyroid hormones and makes them inactive. Well, that's not good. I told you a minute ago, you need your thyroid functioning for hormone function. Because the thyroid gland is producing the correct amount of thyroid hormones, but it's not active in the body, and that what happens is that leads to symptoms of low thyroid or hypothyroidism, okay? That's one of the symptoms of hypothyroidism is weight gain. You're probably also eating a lot more carbohydrates or sugars. So again, adding some natural progesterone cream, even if you're not having any of these other crazy symptoms, right? The night flashes, hot sweats, night flashes, you know, migraines, bloating, blah, blah, blah. If you've got these excess sugar cravings and you're over 35, 40 years old, you might want to start looking at the fact that you might have low progesterone. You can get a simple blood test. Unfortunately, a lot of insurances will not cover hormone blood panels done to check your hormone levels unless you have a hormone problem, like a thyroid disease, adrenal disease, or maybe even a breast cancer or something like that. Okay? I know we got about 12, 13 minutes left. Some of the things also with progesterone that's really neat, there was an older study done in the British Journals of Dermatology. They reported that women who use progesterone cream had firmer and more elastic skin. So their skin elasticity was much better than women who did not have or who had low progesterone, I should say. There was actually a study that was done at about 40 different women that were in perimenopause, transitioning into like postmenopause. And those women, their skin looked amazing when they started on a progesterone cream. Actually, after 4 months, they had fewer wrinkles, less visible eye wrinkles, those crow's feet, less visible laugh lines around the mouth than the chins or cheeks, and just overall firmer skin, okay? Again, I just want to go over some of the symptoms that can lead you to low progesterone. Hormonal acne. That's why I have women, girls, I should say, at 16, 17, 18 years old, including my own child. Hormonal acne. It can help balance the hormones, the estrogen that's causing all that acne in a child. I mean, it's horrible and debilitating for those kids. It reduces hot flashes, vaginal dryness. It fights fatigue, you know, that constant I'm just so tired. I mean, it helps with that. It improves your mood and sleep. We actually refer to it, progesterone, as the happy hormone because happy wife is happy life. It's a fact. I mean, literally, if you are in a great mood, your whole house functions so much better. It can relieve skin dryness, wrinkling, thinning of skin, right? A lot of thin, kind of crepey-looking skin, low progesterone again. It can prevent osteopenia, which basically means loss of bone density osteoporosis for women. You know, it's really great for that. So if you've got osteopenia or osteoporosis, think about using a natural progesterone cream like Ladies Hormone Helper. It can obviously increase libido. And I've got women, listen, you may think at 70, 80, I'm not worried about sex. There's a lot of people that are. So, you know, get with the program. Sex is decent. If you're married and you're healthy, I mean, sex is a great thing. It keeps us alive and keeps our bodies in good, high-functioning drive. It can also help reduce weight gain. Again, does not eat up fat. Not going to start shedding fat off you, but it's going to help kick some of those sugar cravings. There's some alternatives, you guys, to progesterone creams. I don't feel like they're very, oh gosh, let's just say I wouldn't put my money on these are things that are going to raise your progesterone, but doing these things can be very helpful for you. Increase your vitamin C intake. There's a lot of research that shows that taking more vitamin C can help boost your progesterone within a few months. Zinc is another mineral that helps with your pituitary gland, which can make more follicles, stimulating more hormone, which stimulates more ovulation, etc. There's a lot of foods that are rich in zinc, like oysters and shrimp, red meat, which is not great because it's highly acidic. Cashews are also good for zinc. Magnesium. There was a menopause journal that they said that magnesium supplements can reduce menopausal hot flashes, but also can cause a lot of diarrhea and other things like that. But magnesium is really good. Things like cacao powder, kale, black beans, again, cashews, great for magnesium, especially if you're getting muscle cramping, lots of headaches, things like that. And vitamin E. Vitamin E is another really powerful antioxidant that plays a really important role in female production, reproductive. But keep in mind, it is a natural blood thinner. So if you're going into any kind of surgery or anything, you kind of want to get off that about a week before. Almonds, hazelnuts, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, broccoli, that's all great sources of vitamin E. And good cholesterol. We are talking about good cholesterol, like coconut oil, olive oil, eggs, fish, all these really, remember, good fats fight bad fats. Good fats like intakes of fish and avocados and nuts and eggs and all that stuff is coconut oil, olive oil, really basically a Mediterranean diet, really great as a good source of cholesterol. Your body uses cholesterol to make progesterone, to make estrogen, and vitamin D. So we need good cholesterol in our body, and unfortunately we're just not eating enough of this. And I've gone way too far. I've got about 6-8 minutes left. I just kind of want to get into one of my most favorite things that we make. I prefer it in the American Indian tea in the big bulk bag, but the other thing that we have on sale this month is our American Indian tea tincture. I say I prefer it. They both do the same thing. One is just more cost-effective than the other. But if you're looking for something great for a bug-out bag, if you've got cancer, if you've got some sort of serious disease and illness and you're traveling, you don't want to drag the big bag of Indian tea with you, the American Indian Tea tincture is phenomenal. It not only kills cancer cells, okay? I know that's a very strong claim to make, but it's a fact. It does that. We've seen it under a microscope ourselves. It stimulates the body's production of mono and cytokines, which stimulates what would happen if there was a serious infection or disease in progress. It also boosts up your killer T cells, your macrophages, lymphocytes that go after massive disease like cancer and COVID. Those white blood cells are what actually destroy that serious disease, those cancer cells, et cetera. It's a mild anti-inflammatory. It acts as a natural steroid for the body. It's useful for treating arthritis, autoimmune diseases, because if you have an autoimmune disease, the one cool thing about this Indian tea is it goes through the body's bloodstream and hunts down disease and infection. If there's no disease and infection, God, hopefully there's not. If there's not, that's fine. It keeps boosting the immune system, keeps the immune system strong. But then what it does, it goes on the hunt for rogue cells. Cells that are belong to our own body, but they've gone haywire. They're not functioning properly. You know, cells like MS, Hashimoto's, I mean, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, all these lupus, fibromyalgia, all these kind of autoimmune disease cells, it actually takes some time and tries to repair those rogue cells. If it can't, it tries to destroy them. Not a quick fix on autoimmune disease, but boy, is this amazing. I mean, we have folks, hundreds of people that have utilized just this Indian tea and another supplement we make called our Superior Booster Capsules, and it actually has eradicated their cancer. We're talking people with terminal pancreatic cancer, terminal breast, lung, liver cancer, leukemias, in complete remission. The Indian tea alone has over a 52% success rate on all stages of cancer, where chemotherapy has a 3% success rate. That is a fact put out by the American Cancer Society, 97% failure rate, and that's usually in a stage one, meaning it's only 3%, typically in a stage one, sometimes stage two. So when you're looking at stage three and stage four and they're wanting to give you chemotherapy, it's really because that's all they can offer you legally. So get in touch with me. I'm happy to talk to you a little bit more about what this Indian tea can do. But the Indian tea also makes your body produce 3 times the normal amount of white blood cells that your body would ever text on its own or create on its own. It also helps encourage circulation, right? So taking that when you have a heart-related disease is going to be great because it's not only going to act like a steroid for the heart, but it's also going to encourage circulation as well. Take that alongside that hawthorn berry. Phenomenal. If we're having adrenal problems, thyroid problems, if we've got, macular degeneration, I've seen this stuff work on. The American Indian tea tincture usually is $55 a bottle. We have it on sale for $40 this month. If you're using it as a maintenance, you're going to go through that bottle in about a month or less. You're going to do about 4 full squeezes or 4 full droppers a day. If you're using it for something critical, you've got cancer, you've got COVID, you've got a congestive heart failure, you're going to do 4 full droppers twice a day or 8 once a day, however you see fit. And again, you're going to go through that in 2 weeks or less. So that's where the bag of Indian tea, for those of you with serious conditions, is going to be more cost effective. We sell the bag of Indian tea, which lasts you about 4 to 5 months for $110. Again, that's about a 4 to 5 month supply. Okay. So it's a little bit more cost effective to get the bag of Indian tea. But again, I have so many clients who order a bag of tea and they order 1 or 2 of these that they just keep kind of in their bug out bag, or they've got company that comes over and they want them to try it, or you've got children that don't want to drink the tea because the tea does taste bitter, or you've got a really kind of stubborn guy who just doesn't like anything but sweets and you've got to sneak this into some sort of smoothie he's drinking or something like that. This is a great way to get things into the system very quickly and very efficiently. Tinctures, anytime you could do liquid, you guys, whether it's a vitamin, a supplement, you name it, a mineral, it's always going to be more effective, in my opinion.
About 2 minutes.
Perfect. Yeah, and I'm really almost done, guys. I mean, I can go on and on about the American Indian tea only because it's not really targeted like the Ladies Hormone Helper, targeted for progesterone. Hawthorn berry, targeted for the heart, cardiovascular system. The Indian tea is really a jack of all trade. I mean, everything from, you know, killing off staph infections and MRSA to eradicating cancer cells and helping with autoimmune disease. I mean, we have people with MS that this has actually helped repair not just the myelin sheathing around the nerve, but the actual nerve itself. And people with MS, they know what I'm talking about. That is a godsend. Plus, you should be taking a complex B vitamin and some organic CBD oil to reduce the inflammation on the nerves. But this Indian tea is phenomenal at actually repairing the myelin sheathing and the nerves for people with MS. It's also a great prebiotic. It's a great prebiotic. We use it for liver disease. We use it for gut-related disease. Give me a call, superiormountainherbs.com. You guys have a great week. Thank you for being patient. Love you all. God bless.
Thank you, Summer. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. That was a great broadcast. I enjoyed that. Have a great night. See you tomorrow night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC.com. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.